The sandy soil of the Suffolk Brecklands is perfect for root crops like potatoes and carrots and onions. These potatoes destined for one of Britain's high-end supermarkets. The irrigation required, especially on this soil, is almost mind-boggling. This summer, the Euston estate is using 22 million gallons of water every week. That's enough to fill more than 40 Olympic-sized swimming pools. It's unprecedented.
I'm incredibly worried. There's not only myself, but a number of farmers in certainly in this area in East Anglia that haven't seen conditions such as this ever before in their, you know, their careers. The danger that people have run out of water to irrigate their crops is real.
This is one of the estate's two reservoirs. When it's full, it holds 80 million gallons of water. In practical terms, it's currently empty. The last few centimetres of water too shallow to be pumped out. The head of the UK Environment Agency is warning that the gap between the increased demand for water and the availability of it is closing fast. It's a scenario he's described as the jaws of death. And without urgent action, the crossing point at which demand exceeds availability is just 20 years away. July's record heatwave has now abated, but the long-term prognosis is alarming. Official data projects that by 2050, some of Britain's most vulnerable rivers could have up to 80% less water, and summer temperatures might be more than 7 degrees hotter than now.
We know what climate change is likely to bring to this country. We also know we've got a growing population, we've got demographic change, which collectively are resulting in more demand for water. We can put in place mechanisms to manage those pressures. The sooner we do it, the easier it will be to push those jaws of death back. But if we don't take action, they're definitely coming.
Mechanisms such as fitting thousands more domestic water meters and putting water efficiency ratings on household appliances. The National Farmers Union wants water to be regarded as a UK strategic asset.
So it might be that there's a lot of waterfalls in the east that has to be pumped into some of the reservoirs in the west. You know, it's the ability to do so, to think on our, be light on our feet and move water around to the best effect, to make sure that we've got enough strategic supplies to meet all of our demands as we move forwards.
When it comes to the impact of water scarcity, the UK's farmers are like the canary in the coal mine. And when they are as worried as they are now, it's a signal that the whole country needs to be concerned.
Let's bring in Paul Brennan now, who is in Suffolk in eastern England. Paul, there's been some developments today with the announcement of the first hose pipe bans, meaning no more water in your garden.
That's correct. I mean, my report there spoke about the pressure and challenges that the farming community are facing, particularly arable farmers. And I'm standing in that reservoir that I mentioned in my report. You can see that if I was standing here when this reservoir was full, the water surface would be some 9 metres above my head. And instead, it's barely 20 centimetres deep. But these are now also problems that are impacting household domestic water consumers as well. And today in the southern areas, it's Southern Water is the company responsible. The areas of Hampshire and Isle of Wight, people there, about 2.5 million customers there, are going to be banned from using their hose pipes or sprinklers in the garden from 1600 GMT this afternoon. Another company, Southeastern Water, will from next Friday ban people in Kent and Sussex from using hose pipes in those areas. So more than 1 million people impacted there. It's important to say, though, that those are really almost sticking plaster solutions to what is a much deeper structural problem with water supply. It's important also to state that on average, rainfall in the UK has been pretty stable over recent decades. It's averaging nationally at around 1,100 millimetres a year, but it's unevenly distributed. There is a lot more rain falling in the north and west, a lot less in the south and the east. It's falling a lot more during the winter, and we're seeing a lot drier summers. So the challenge that the planners and those people responsible for long-term planning are having to tackle is how to even out that that demand, even out the provision, build and invest in more reservoirs. Hose pipe bans, yeah, it's short-term solutions, but it really needs long-term solutions to tackle this.
Indeed. Thank you very much for breaking it all down for us. Paul Brennan in eastern England.